Well, we're going to switch over to Manama. We're joined by activist Asma Darvish, and who also, I understand, is a friend of Zainab, activist who has been arrested. Thank you so much for being with us. Now, what we seem to be seeing, Ms. Darvish, is an intensification of the violence this last week. It's interesting that after the report that condemned the government there for violence, instead of trying to make it better, it seems that it has even made it worse. Your take.
Hello, dear. I am very sad to report that violence in Bahrain is being very extreme. It's practiced in an extreme way against the citizens of Bahrain. Dragged into the streets, and they are beaten with sharp items by white police. And Zainab Al-Khawaja 3 days ago was staging a sit-in, a very peaceful sit-in on a roundabout in Budaya. To mention that Zainab Al-Khawaja is 27 years old, and she is the mother of a two-year-old daughter called Jude. Zainab writes under the name of Angry Arabia, and she's very active on Twitter during the 5th and March protest in Bahrain. And as the report of Bahrain Center for Human Rights, they said that Bahraini security forces used tear gas and stun gerunds to of opposition supporters attempting to protest alongside a highway leading to the island's kingdom capital. Zainab Al-Khawaja has participated in this peaceful protest, and she stayed a sit-in in a random the women. The riot police have responded with shooting tear gas canisters on the women directly, where all of them left the place except for Zainab. She continued her sit-in peacefully to exercise expression. The police again shot tear gas canisters, this time directly on Zainab and one other woman with her. Her name is Masuma Asayid. The female police came towards Zainab and there are many recorded videos and photos online that shows that Zainab has been slapped and hit on the face, dragged from the handcuff itself on the ground all the way to the streets and to the bus of the police. She head cover removed by the woman police, and it is very worrying that she was ill-treated this way in front of journalist cameras and the public cameras and in the public.
Now, Ms. Darvish, has Zainab Al-Khawaja and the other woman who was taken away that day, have they been charged with anything?
Actually, what we heard from the lawyer on her Twitter account that they have been charged and taking part of an illegal protest. And Zainab personally has been charged by a physical assault toward a police officer, a woman police officer.
Now, Ms. Darvish, with the situation with Zainab and also other women, are you surprised that not only has this crackdown been very harsh in general, but especially for women and also children, that there seems to be no mercy at all?
I completely agree with what you're saying, because every single person in Bahrain was targeted, not only men, and not only children. Everyone is targeted with violence, with expulsion, with dismissal from work, with arrest, with torture, with all sorts of assaults. And it's very that so many reports from international media is being online and being shared with the public opinion. Still, it's not being enough for those people to survive detention and to survive torture.
Now, Ms. Darvish, with the situation, with the violence continuing to escalate, are the Bahraini people calling for another massive demonstration this week?
Demonstrations in Bahrain are taking place. There are calls for massive and huge protests taking place in Budaya Street. Today, the funeral, so many people have participated. But still, always it gets attacked with the right. shooting tear gas and stun gerunds, which is obviously, and it's observable that the shot doesn't come, they are very random, and they are shot directly into the protesters.
Okay, Ms. Asma Darvish, stay safe, activist in Manama.